Welcome to the Success NPs podcast. We're your hosts, Sandra
and Jackie,
and we want to illuminate the NP world for you.
Join us as we empower you on your NP journey and help you to become the most successful nurse practitioner you can be through conversations around career and clinical practice. Success looks different for all of us. Let us help you get to your definition of success.
Hey, Success NPs. This week for our podcast episode, I'm going to direct you to a podcast that I recorded with Sarah, the Rapid Response RN. Her podcast episode is such a great conversation about the role of nurse practitioners and nurses and how we can cultivate the life that we want. What we chat mostly about is how sometimes an additional degree is not what is required to get the life that we want in the nursing profession. I think it's a great conversation for anyone to think about and to consider because a lot of people will invest thousands and thousands of dollars into becoming a nurse practitioner, and they sometimes find that they don't have any more happiness with the new role. I think the conversation is great for anyone considering becoming a nurse practitioner and they're currently working as a nurse. A lot of nurse practitioner jobs can leave you feeling super burned out as well. And so I wanted to create a conversation around, instead of focusing on the nurse practitioner role as running away from the bedside, I want to focus in on what is it that you are running towards instead. I kind of break it down in the episode to really help you in your journey as a nurse practitioner or even as an RN considering becoming a nurse. So I really want you to take a listen to that episode this week. The response has been really neat because I've had people reaching out to me saying, hey, I want you to help me figure out now what I want so that when I become a mom, I'm prepared. You know, one of the things too is that this is a topic really near and dear to my heart and why I created the part-time nurse practitioner series, because I really did find that I felt unprepared and a part-time working situation has been ideal and the best way for me to feel like a present mom, but also contribute to my household income. Please check out the episode. It's kind of what is the content for this week. And please message me if you have some of your own thoughts. As always, we are here to empower your journey, and that's really where we're coming from. Attention all nurse practitioners and NP students, are you tired of feeling the disconnect between clinical rotations and didactic teaching? Say hello to Success NP's Clinical Booklet Guides.
As NPs ourselves, we know how valuable it is to have a resource that helps bridge the gap between clinical and class. So we created the digital resource to do just that. Our clinical booklets cover five major NP tracks: psych, adult, peds, family, and women's health. Success NPs wants to create tools and provide support NPs need to thrive in their careers.
So why wait? Check out our Success NP Etsy shop, linked in the show notes, for our digital guides and other digital clinical resources. Now, let's get back to the conversation. There's also one thing about the podcast episode that I really want to touch on, and this is for Sarah, who is the host of that podcast, The Rapid Response RN. She actually came to me. I call it supernatural. Whoever you want to believe in is your prerogative, but she was divinely appointed in my life. I say that because of the fact that I was actually at a really, not dark place, but tired, exhausted space when she messaged me on Instagram and was like, are you serious? We live in the same town and we're both podcasters. We need to be friends. And let me tell you something. Her influence in my life has been absolutely inspiring. And we get together and we have lunch dates. And I could almost get into tears because I just remember feeling so alone in this space, feeling like I was creating content and that I was the only person doing something like this. There's just really not a lot of friends. You start to realize when you kind of do something all by yourself. And you feel kind of alone. She just helped me in ways that I didn't even know I needed to be helped in. And she came at such a time that I needed that. And I didn't even realize that I needed it. And she's been an encourager and she's been a supporter and she's been almost like a mentor to me. And I'm just super thankful that she gave me the opportunity to come onto her podcast and talk to her audience and to share the things that are near and dear to my heart. So Sarah, if you were listening, girl, you know that I love you. And I just needed to shout it out on my podcast platform that you taking me under your wing, next to you, by you, letting me be around you has been just awe-inspiring. And to know that I'm not alone in the grind is just everything. So thank you, Sarah. And guys, that's why I want you to listen to the podcast episode this week. I want to support her in the fact that she is helping support and keep me going so that I can create content for you guys. So yeah, guys, listen to the episode. Please support. I promise this is the last thing I'm going to add. This just goes to show you what truly successful nurses are all about. In her example of just selflessly giving to those around her to prop up other people, it ends up just reverberating so much in other people's lives that it really does go back to something I've talked to on the podcast episode, that the measure of your career success is in what you leave and what you do for others. And so, again, just another example of truly what makes you successful is your influence and your impact on others. So in that same vein, our success quote for the week is actually coming from Mr. Rogers. And he's just like the essence of like peace and tranquility when you watch his show. And the quote is this: there are three ways to ultimate success. The first is to be kind. The second way is to be kind. And the third way is to be kind. Guys, I hope you have a great week. And as always, thanks for listening to the podcast.
Thanks for tuning in to another episode of Success in Peace. We hope today's discussion has shed some light on the diverse career options or taught you how to improve your clinical practice as a nurse practitioner.
Remember, whether you're considering a specialization, pursuing advanced certifications, or exploring non-traditional roles, there's a wealth of opportunities out there waiting for you.
Absolutely. And don't forget, your journey as a nurse practitioner is unique, and it's okay to take your time finding the path that resonates with you the most.
And before we go, we'd like to extend our gratitude to all of the nurse practitioners out there who are making a difference in healthcare every single day. Your dedication and compassion truly inspires us. Be sure to subscribe to the show so you don't miss an episode and leave us a 5-star review. It helps the podcast grow. The Success in Peace podcast is on the World Wide Web, YouTube, Instagram, Facebook, and X. So subscribe to our newsletter for updates on new podcast episodes and other information to help you on your own NP journey. You can always message us at successnpeacepodcast@gmail.com with any NP podcast episodes or topics you'd like us to discuss.
Until next time, take care, stay curious, and keep advancing your careers as a nurse practitioner. And just a friendly reminder, the information on this podcast is for educational purposes only. The information should not be used in substitute for professional care by a medical provider. The information on this podcast does not represent medical or professional advice or services.
Bye for now.